For the retiring group of FFA officers, passing the torch to the new class of officers is a bittersweet experience. Now former National FFA President Andy Paul says he and the rest of his officer team are preparing for their next step.
It's bittersweet. I mean, I've been in this organization for, I think, 7 years now. And the jacket's going to come off. And the thing I'm struggling with the most right now is that the corduroy jacket isn't coming back on. I still have the opportunity to put on the alumni blazer, which I'm extremely excited about. Definitely bittersweet, you know, done with this organization, get to move on to the next, going back to University of Georgia, getting to see my family again.
Southern Region Vice President Stephen McBride agrees the convention caps off an amazing experience.
I got to travel on 75 airplanes, going to see 31 states, traveled about 75,000 miles. And I got to see Niagara Falls and Mount Rushmore and just different national monuments like that that I would have never really had a reason to get to see other than this awesome opportunity. And I think the coolest part about that was, you know, I got to go to those places with chapter members from those states.
During her year in office, Eastern Region Vice President Ruth Ann Myers visited the Puerto Rico FFA convention, but also made a stop in the Virgin Islands.
And they only have four chapters, two on one island, two on the other, and just kind of get to spend time, visit with them. We hung out at the beach because that's the normal thing to do in the Virgin Islands. I even got to go to a church, and the pastor there was the executive secretary of the Virgin Islands FFA. There were 12 people in attendance. Eight of them were associated with FFA. So it was just a really cool experience to see how everyone on that island cares so much about this organization.
Looking back at his past and decisions made, Western Region Vice President Caleb Gustin says he almost followed another path out of high school, but found inspiration in the FFA.
But transitioning into senior year, I'm faced with a decision. I'm like, okay, I'm 6'2" and a half. I can be a stud athlete. Like, let's focus there. And then went to that convention, and I was like, wait a minute, I think I'm being led. I think God's leading me in a different way. And so pursuing that and seeing this new path, and it's kind of cool. I think no matter which path I would have taken would be where I'm intended to be, but I'm glad it took me this way. The amount of people that I met and just cool stories from FFA, it's amazing things that it does.
Central Region Vice President Kristen Schmidt says the National FFA Convention is a bittersweet moment, closing one chapter but building anticipation for what lies ahead.
It's weird, to be really honest. It's an interesting time of transition. I'm going to miss this organization. I'm going to miss the role that I've been fulfilling for the last 7 years of my life. But on the other hand, it's really exciting to know that I can transition into the alumni and start working with my FFA chapter again and getting involved back in the state of Colorado, which I've missed for this last year.
As her 12 months of service as National FFA Secretary comes to a close, Victoria Malik says the experience is certainly unforgettable.
It's everything going into it that you expect it to be, and it's everything you don't know to expect it to be. You're always, you know, crazy travel and amazing connections that you make. But at the end of this year, it's exciting to be able to let six other people have this opportunity because it's a marathon run at a sprint race. And so at the end of the day, if you feel like you've given all you can give and you don't have any regrets, then you can be happy to see six other people get this amazing opportunity.
The team will come together again one more time between now and the end of the year. That's as they help train the new national officers as they prep for their own experiences in the year ahead.